In North Adams, Massachusetts, budget season is underway. First-term Mayor Tom Bernard just checked off a major decision for the year with the appointment of Jason Wood as the city's new police chief earlier this month. Now, Bernard has presented a more than $44 million budget to the City Council Finance Subcommittee. Bernard spoke with WAMC about the spending plan's focus and the ongoing challenge of downtown revitalization.
Public safety will remain a top priority, both onboarding the chief as well as both the making the case for the repair work we need to do in our current public safety building, as well as continuing to plan for what the future facility opportunities for public safety are. We know that that building has more than reached the end of its useful life, and it's time to be putting plans in place for how we're going to move forward. So those are two critical areas. We just completed the move of the school department into City Hall, and one of the things that we're really going to talk about through the budget process is kind of long-term planning. So how do we make sure that we're as solid and sustainable as we can be for the long term?
Focusing on the budget for a minute, what specific proposals do you have to make that kind of long-term assurance you just talked about?
You know what? So we're starting with this year, which will be basically another year of maintenance budget, and then we're going to be looking at a couple things. Are we doing everything we need to in terms of revenue as far as valuation? Are there other areas of revenue we need to look at our fee structures? Those haven't been revisited in some time, and then really looking at sort of long-term staffing. We know that the police chief transition is because of a retirement. We know that we'll have some additional retirements on the horizon, and how do we look at our operations, and if we have an opening in an area, not necessarily doing a like-for-like replacement, but really being careful and thoughtful about every position that we have to make sure it's that the person we're hiring is being deployed in the most effective way. We've done, for example, some restructuring in the community development office, which has really helped focus on making that department much more focused on the community development and less on administrative matters.
Would that involve layoffs?
No.
So as far as the restructuring, what's that going to look like?
In the short term, it's going to depend. It's going to be case by case as we have departures and retirements. It's just looking at how to refill a position. Is something that's been business as usual over the long term still the right way to work? But again, that's just looking at job duties and functions, not at any headcount impact.
As the NORAD mill, for example, continues to develop just outside of North Adams, I'm interested in the work you plan to do this year on further developing downtown North Adams. You've talked a lot about some of the struggles that both renters and businesses face. Where are we with that process?
It's always an ongoing process, and I think we've talked before about the Opportunity Zone program and the fact that downtown is a prime spot for investment. The city's done the first job, which is to get the downtown designated as an opportunity zone. Now it's how do we market that opportunity in the right places to people with capital who might be looking for investment opportunities. I mean, the good news is we're seeing at the street level new businesses opening. The recent announcement that the folks involved with the Model Railroad Museum are moving their kind of business consulting and arts management firm into a storefront on Main Street will fill a space. So there's good things happening, but one of the challenges is making sure that the spaces we have meet the needs of the people looking to rent. And I know that that's one of the things that has certainly helped the NORAD mill development is some of the spaces on Main Street, just in terms of physical footprint, didn't meet the needs of people who were looking to open. And so what Dave had available for them, whether it was in terms of square footage, whether it was in terms of other features and amenities, was more in line with what they needed. But you know, we still can continue to focus that development. It'll be a combination of, you know, public and private sector efforts.
Speaking of public-private sector efforts and North Adams' downtown, there's also been an ongoing debate over how exactly to use the Mohawk Theater. I know there's been some progress in the conversation there. You initially wanted to open it up to private outsiding bids, and the city council effectively stopped that process. Where are we now with the development of that historic theater?
Well, so where we are is last night at the council meeting, the council did accept the order for disposition, which would set the stage for issuing a request for proposals. They did it with one restriction. When I initially presented the order to the council for their consideration, it was written without any restriction as to use. The thought behind that being that would create the greatest opportunity for creative proposals. It would put the least constraint on the bidders, but the message that came through from members of the community, and it was certainly something that members of the council were concerned about, was the marquee. You know, that whatever happened to the interior of the building, the marquee be retained, and so the order was adopted to the disposition order that sets the trigger for issuing an RFP, but with a restriction that the marquee must be retained. So we'll draft the RFP with that restriction in place and see what happens.
A hot topic in the county has been the ongoing opening of legal recreational marijuana stores. Where's North Adams at with that? Are any stores poised to open in the next few months?
Yes, but I can't say to the exact time frame. The folks who went through planning board several months ago for the former Friendly's space on State Road are working their way through the process. I know one of the local approvals are in place. It's what they need to do on the state side, and sometimes that just takes a little longer than a business anticipates. So I know that they were hoping for late spring. I think they're probably mid to late summer, but I don't know the exact time frame they're working on at this point.
Looking at some MassDOT projects in the area, I'm interested in the development of the rail trail connection between Williamstown and North Adams. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of conversation about that. Yeah. What's it looking like now?
It's looking good. I know that there was some additional design work that needed to be done, and you know, I think the hope is that we start seeing, you know, construction next spring. You know, that we get things out to bid in the fall, and we get the project rolling early in 20.